Chapter 4. Raising hand. Minus, daylight paused and wrote. See that thousand, and raise her the same old thousand. The virgin, standing behind him, then did what a man's best friend was not privileged to do. Reaching over daylight's shoulder, she picked up his hand and read it, at the same time shielding the faces of the five cards close to his chest. What she saw were three queens and a pair of eights, but nobody guessed what she saw. Every player's eyes were on her face as she scanned the cards, but no sign did she give. Her features might have been carved from ice, for her expression was precisely the same before, during, and after. Not a muscle quivered, nor was there the slightest dilation of a nostril, nor the slightest increase of light in the eyes. She laid the hand face down again on the table, and slowly the lingering eyes withdrew from her, having learned nothing. MacDonald smiled benevolently. See you, daylight, and I hump this time for 2,000. How's that hunch, Jack? Still a crawling, Mac. You got me now, but that hunch is a rip snorter persuading sort of a critter, and it's my plain duty to ride it. I call for 3,000. And I got another hunch. Daylight's going to call too. He sure is, Daylight agreed, after Campbell had thrown up his hand. He knows when he's up against it, and he plays accordin'. I see that 2,000, and then I'll see the draw. In a dead silence, save for the low voices of the three players, the draw was made. $34,000 were already in the pot, and the play possibly not half over. To the virgin's amazement, Daylight held up his three queens, discarding his eights and calling for two cards. And this time, not even she dared look at what he had drawn. She knew her limit of control. Nor did he look. The two new cards lay face down on the table, where they had been dealt to him. Cards? Kearns asked of MacDonald. Got enough, was the reply. You can draw, if you want to, you know, Kearns warned him. Nope, this'll do me. Kearns himself drew two cards, but did not look at them. Still Harnish let his cards lie. I never bet in the teeth of a pat hand, he said slowly, looking at the saloon keeper. Who all started rolling, Mac? MacDonald counted his cards carefully, to make doubles sure it was not a foul hand, wrote a sum on a paper slip, and slid it into the pot, with the simple utterance. 5,000. Kearns, with every eye upon him, looked at his two-card draw, counted the other three, to dispel any doubt of holding more than five cards, and wrote on a betting slip. I see you, Mac, he said, and I raise her a little thousand, just so as not to keep daylight out. The concentrated gaze shifted to daylight. He likewise examined his draw, and counted his five cards. I see that 6,000, and I raise her 5,000. ... just to try and keep you out, Jack. And I raise you 5,000, just to lend a hand at keeping Jack out, MacDonald said, in turn. His voice was slightly husky and strained, and a nervous twitch in the corner of his mouth followed speech. Kearns was pale, and those who looked on noted that his hand trembled as he wrote his slip. But his voice was unchanged. I lift her along for 5,000, he said. Daylight was now the center. The kerosene lamps above flung high lights from the rash of sweat on his forehead. The bronze of his cheeks was darkened by the accession of blood. His black eyes glittered, and his nostrils were distended and eager. They were large nostrils, tokening his descent from savage ancestors who had survived by virtue of deep lungs and generous air passages. Yet, unlike MacDonald, his voice was firm and customary, and, unlike Kearns, his hand did not tremble when he wrote. I call for 10,000, he said. Odd that I'm afraid of you all, Mac. It's that hunch of Jack's. I hump his hunch for 5,000 just the same, said MacDonald. Had the best hand before the draw, and I still guess I got it. Mep, this is a case where a hunch after the draw is better than the hunch before, Kearns remarked, Wherefore duty says, lift her, Jack, lift her, apostrophe and so I lift her another 5,000. Daylight leaned back in his chair and gazed up at the kerosene lamps while he computed aloud. I was in 9,000 before the draw, and I saw and raised 11,000, that makes 30. I'm only good for 10 more. He leaned forward and looked at Kearns. Oh, I call that 10,000. You can raise if you want, Kearns answered. Our dogs are good for 5,000 in this game. Nary dog. You all can win my dust and dirt, but nary one of my dogs. I just call. McDonald considered for a long time. No one moved or whispered. Not a muscle was relaxed on the part of the onlookers. Not the weight of a body shifted from one leg to the other. It was a sacred silence. Only could be heard the roaring draft of the huge stove, and from without, muffled by the log walls, the howling of dogs. It was not every night that high stakes were played on the Yukon, and for that matter, this was the highest in the history of the country. The saloon keeper finally spoke. If anybody else wins, they'll have to take a mortgage on the Tivoli. The two other players nodded. So I call to. McDonald added a slip for 5,000. Not one of them claimed the pot, and not one of them called the size of his hand. Simultaneously and in silence they faced their cards on the table, while a general tiptoeing and craning of necks took place among the onlookers. Daylight showed four queens and an ace, McDonald four jacks and an ace, and Kearns four kings and a tray. Kearns reached forward with an encircling movement of his arm, and drew the pot into him, his arm shaking as he did so. Daylight picked the ace from his hand, and tossed it over alongside McDonald's ace, saying, that's what cheered me along, Mac. I knowed it was only kings that could beat me, and he had them. What did you all have, he asked, all interest, turning to Campbell. Straight flush of four, open at both ends, a good drawing hand. You bet. You could have made a straight flush, or a flush out of it. That's what I thought, Campbell said sadly. Tea cost me 6,000 before I quit. I wish you all had drawn, Daylight laughed. And I wouldn't have caught that fourth queen. Now I've got to take Billy Rollins' mail contract and mush for Dia. What's the size of the killing, Jack? Kearns attempted to count the pot, but was too excited. Daylight drew it across to him, with firm fingers separating and stacking the markers and I. OOUs, and with clear brain adding the sum. 127,000, he announced. Who all can sell out now, Jack, and head for home? The winner smiled and nodded, but seemed incapable of speech. I'd shout the drinks, McDonald said, only the house don't belong to me anymore. Yes, it does. Kearns replied, first wetting his lips with his tongue. Our notes good for any length of time. But the drinks are on me. Name your snake juice, you all the winner pays. Daylight called out loudly to all about him, at the same time rising from his chair and catching the virgin by the arm. Ohm on for a reel, you all dancers. The night's young yet, and it's hell and breakfast and the mail contract for me in the morning. Here, you all Rollins, you I hereby, do take over that same contract, and I start for saltwater at 9 a.m. savvy? Come on, you all. Where's that fiddler? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.